Our reading for September 25th is in Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3. Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others, and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. But avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. As for a person who stirs up division, after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him, knowing that such a person is warped and sinful. He is self-condemned. When I send Artemas or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Do your best to speed Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way. See that they lack nothing. And let our people learn to devote themselves to good works so as to help cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful. All who are with me send greetings to you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Going back to verse 1, I read to you from the English Standard Version, which said, remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities. The King James Version said, to put them in mind to be subject to principalities and to powers. A little bit different meaning you could get out of that. For instance, you might remember that when we're talking about the idea of those principalities and powers, the same language is used in Romans chapter 8. And then we could also think about Romans chapter 13 talking about being subject to our government. So he's to remind them of these things so that they don't forget that as Christians, as long as they are not commanding us to do something that is against God's will, then we have a responsibility toward those that have a rightful authority over us. It says also to be ready for every good work. That is to take advantage of opportunities to do good works, things that glorify God, things that are according to his will. And that means we have to be looking for those opportunities, and that means that we have to know what those good works are. So there's some amount of knowledge that is implied within that statement. Also, to speak evil of no one, maybe they would speak evil of the rulers and authorities, though he says no one, so that makes it broader than just the rulers and authorities. So we get the idea that, you know, along with that respectful attitude is a common respect for all people, that we're not going to speak evil of them. Some commentators say that this speak evil that we have here is actually the idea of slandering. So it might be speaking evil of someone that it's not even true. So it could be some type of false witness that he's referring to there. But I would caution you to be careful about bad-mouthing anybody. If we're bad-mouthing people, we could be falling into gossip, passing on rumors, those types of things, as well as detracting from our own influence because of speaking evil of others. He says, avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. I'd point you back to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 5 that says to let your moderation be known unto all. That's the type of people we are to be, is a very moderate people, not people that are jumping into quarrels and having some sort of disputes or even fights with others. Now the ESV again says showing perfect courtesy. The American Standard says meekness. So remember, Jesus said the meek shall inherit. So we need to be careful that we adopt these particular qualities for ourselves. And that's what he's reminding Titus, and what Titus was then supposed to remind others of. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions. There's that reference to the way that all people were before, to one degree or another. They were sinners. They were doing things that were in opposition to God and in opposition to walking in the light. In fact, they were walking in darkness. So while you wouldn't be able to necessarily read verse 3 and say, well, I fall under every one of those, the idea is, look, you were doing these same sorts of things, and they don't have a place any longer. You don't need to be engaged in these types of things anymore. You need to be engaged in good works. You need to be engaged in walking in the light. Verse 4, when the goodness and the loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. So there was the turning point from what you used to be to what you're supposed to be now. And hopefully they are being that now, and this would just serve as a reminder. But it could also be an admonition for them to make that change within their line. And there's always an importance that is placed on remembering that it is only by the blood of Jesus that we did undergo not only a cleansing process so that we'd be acceptable in the sight of God, but it is also that point in which we decide to change from one type of life to another, from life in the dark to life in the light, to walking in sin to walking in righteousness. So he's reminding them that that point has occurred, and so they need to be living this different kind of life. Then verse 7, that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. That is one of the reasons that we obeyed the gospel, was that promise of eternal life. And so we need to keep that in mind. Verse 8, this saying is trustworthy. I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful, okay, or we might also use diligent there, to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable. So because we've gone through that transformation and that change, we need to be engaged in a type of life in which we are devoted to those good works, and that we do not fall backward into those things that we've previously been taken out of. Verse 9, avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. A quick contrast that he's making here, those things that are excellent and profitable to these that are unprofitable and are worthless. So don't be caught up in them. Don't get distracted. Don't get pulled away from the truth of the gospel and the diligence that you need to be giving to be walking in the light. Then, verse 10, those that stir up division, warn them once, then twice, then have nothing more to do with them. Exercise discipline toward them for the betterment of the whole body. If somebody has an unhealthy craving for dissension, then they're not going to let those things go, and you have to protect others. And so that responsibility was going to fall on Titus and then on the elders after they've been appointed. Remember chapter 1, we talked about him appointing elders. Knowing that a person like this, that has this desire for these dissensions and quarrels, that they are warped and sinful and they are self-condemned. They're condemning themselves by their own actions, and the truth condemns them as well. The Word of God condemns them. Then toward the end here, he's just giving a couple of last-minute notes to Titus, personal things. When he sends Artemis or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. So some arrangement or some plan has already been put into place that others would come to this location where Titus is, and then Titus would then be able to go back to see Paul. Do your best to speed Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their way. See if they don't lack anything. Make sure their needs are being met. Let our people learn to devote themselves to good works. Again, this good works comes back into play so as to help cases of urgent need. So if there's some need among the brethren, then make sure those needs get fulfilled. You know, do good unto others, especially those of the household of faith. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. and don't be unfruitful. All who are with me send greetings to you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you. Thank you for listening today. Please come back Monday and we will continue our daily Bible readings. In the meantime, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.